Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Nicholas Mancini, currently the pastor of Sacred Heart of Mary Parish in Louisville, and he's also the director, spiritual director here for us here at Living Bread Radio. Welcome, Father.
Hi, Tim. Pleasure to be back with you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here.
Thank you.
We're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, about what we believe as Catholics. And today we're going to talk about creation and science. And there seems to be a lot of discussion today about creation and science. Did God create the world? We'll start there.
Yes, God is the supreme being who made all things and keeps them in existence. The beauty of not only our earth, but the stars, the planets, the heavenly realm, the whole of creation was made by the hand of God, and he keeps it in motion.
And why did God create the world, Father?
I think that when we look at this, we can go into several aspects here. Because science gets its hands in here. And, God made the world for us to share the beauty of that creation. He put man in charge of it. He gave man the ability to name the animals and so forth and the like. And the beauty of that creation, in which God has entrusted to us, was to keep things in a natural order in the way which he intended mankind to live. Now, you have science that comes along and it says, does science make the creator superfluous? No. The sentence, God created the world, is not outmoded in a scientific statement. We are dealing here with a theological statement. Therefore, a statement about the divine meaning, the theos, meaning God, the logos, meaning the origin of things. The creation account is not a scientific model for explaining the beginning of the world. God created the world is a theological statement that is concerned with the revelation of the world to God. God willed the world. He sustains it, and it will be perfect. Being created is a lasting quality in things and a fundamental truth about them. So I think we have to keep this in mind, okay, when we speak about creation.
Okay. So question 42 asks, can someone accept the theory of evolution and still believe in the Creator?
Yes, although it is a different kind of knowledge. Faith is open to the findings and hypotheses of the sciences. Theology has no scientific, natural science, or anything like that. When we speak of theology, we're speaking about God, okay? Mm-hmm. The theos. Natural science cannot dogmatically rule out the possibility that there are purposeful processes in creation. Faith cannot define specifically how these processes take place in the course of nature's development. A Christian can accept the theory of evolution as a helpful explanatory model, provided, and I want to emphasize here, provided he does not fall into the heresy of evolutionism, which views man as a random product of biological process, evolution.
So it wasn't random. God actually created us on purpose, and he made us in his image and likeness.
Yes. God made man in his image and likeness. Okay? And we see this in the scripture, right? In the Old Testament. God formed man out of the clay of the earth and breathed life into him. So that life-giving element is the hand of God. Okay, and I think we have to remember that God is the creator of all things, even mankind. In the beauty of husband and wife, in that pure conjugal love, and they share in the work of procreation, bringing forth children. Okay, and this is the natural process of the power of the love which God gives man and woman to share in that procreation.
So that leads us to the next question. 43 of the UCAT asks, is the world a product of chance?
No. God, not chance, is the cause of the world, neither in its origin nor with respect to its intrinsic order or purposefulness, is it the product of factors? Okay? It is not. God is not chance. Okay? He is the cause of the world.
So when you have a discussion with folks who don't believe in God or who can't understand who God is, so therefore they don't think he exists.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a son who is in this phase of his life questioning God's existence. And I asked him the simple question that St. Thomas Aquinas taught me is, how do you explain creation?
Right.
If who created creation if God doesn't exist?
Mm-hmm.
Please give me an explanation. So yeah. He couldn't. And so his comment was, well, maybe God does exist. So again, the reality of creation and you and me and everything around us, there has to be an explanation for how we got here. And again, God made us out of nothing because he is God. He's all powerful. He's all loving. And I think that's important to remember is that we're here and God created us and everything around us because he loves us.
Right. And I think, too, you know, Christians believe that they can read God's handwriting in his creation. Scientists who talk about the whole world as a random, meaningless, and aimless process. In 1985, Blessed John Paul II pointed out in reply, quote, given a universe in which there is such a complex organization of its elements and such a wonderful purposefulness in its life, talking about chance would be equivalent to giving up the search for an explanation of the world as it appears to us. In fact, it would be a way of not accepting it without cause. Because, you know, as the Blessed John points out here, what about human reason? What about the way God puts things in motion? All right, yeah, people might say, oh, there is no God. And you could go right down to the very infinite thing and say, well, okay, who keeps this all in motion? And they may argue with you and going on, but that argument ultimately has to come back to there's a cause and effect for everything. Who's the ultimate cause that keeps this in motion? Does a scientist or someone just get up in the morning, push a button, and okay, morning and night, you know, come and go, and we want to have rain today, so I push a button? No. It's the motion of the power of a God who created all things and keeps them in existence.
So question 45 asks, and this leads us into this one, do natural laws and natural systems come from God also?
Yes, the laws of nature and natural systems are also part of God's creation. Man is not a blank slate. He is shaped by the order and the natural laws that God has inscribed in his creation. A Christian does not simply do whatever he wants. He knows that he harms himself and damages his environment when he denies natural laws, uses things in ways contrary to their intrinsic order, and tries to be wiser than God who created them. It demands, too, much of a person when he tries to design himself from start to finish.
Well said, Father. So question 46 of the UCAT asks, why does the book of Genesis depict creation as the work of 6 days?
The symbol of the work week, which is crowned by a day of rest in Genesis 1:1 and then 2 in verse 3, is an expression of how good, beautiful, and wisely creation was ordered. From the symbolism of the work of 6 days, we can derive important principles. First of all, nothing exists that was not called into being by the Creator. Secondly, everything that exists is good in its own way. And thirdly, something that has become bad still has a good core. Fourth, created beings and things are independent. Fifth, creation in its order and harmony reflects the surpassing goodness and the beauty of God. And sixth, in creation, there is an order of complexity. Man is superior to animal. An animal is superior to plant. A plant is superior to an adamant manner. And seventh, creation is heading for the great celebration when Christ will bring the world home and God will be everything to everyone.
It'd be a good idea if we started that right now, making God be everything to us.
Right. How true. And you know, in Genesis 1:31, the beautiful phrase, and God saw everything that he has made, and behold, it was very good. How beautiful that is. You know, God saw the beauty of his work, his handiwork, the beauty of that creation, the power of his love for mankind.
Well said, Father. You've been listening to Father Mancini from the UCAT talking about creation and science and evolution. And this has been Tim Perry, your host. I want to thank you for joining us for Faith with Father. And until next time, may God bless you and yours.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.